A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and a very wealthy man. He was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for today I must stay at your house." He came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood firm and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. This story about Zacchaeus is unique to Luke's gospel. It's not found in Matthew, Mark, or John. And it is very consistent with the portrait of Jesus that Luke has been giving us this year. Someone who is healing, forgiven, who goes to the margins and reaches out to pull people in. We're told that Zacchaeus was a wealthy tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. When the Romans conquered a people, they literally taxed them to death. They paid tax on the grain that they raised, on the number of sheep, the number of goats. If they had a cart, there was a tax on the thickness of the axle. There was a tax on the wooden wheels. There was a tax on the mule that pulled the cart. And then all the roads were toll roads. The tax collectors, who were their own people who had turned on them, worked on a commission basis. And so they added to the taxation to make themselves wealthy. If Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, that meant he was over 25 tax collectors and would have been incredibly wealthy and literally despised by his fellow countrymen. And yet it is to he that Jesus goes. Is it not what Pope Francis is trying to do with the church today? Rather than make it a place where people have to come and beg to be forgiven because they've been judged, instead, he calls it a field hospital, a place where people come to be healed, to be forgiven. Cardinal Walter Kasper is a German cardinal. He retired this past year, but prior to his retirement, he was Pope Francis's personal theologian. He wrote an article last week on the new papal letter on the family and divorced and remarried. And he says in the article, not one iota has changed, and yet everything has changed. He said there is no longer one rigid law that is imposed upon everyone, but there is innuendo, there is flexibility. Every case is different. And then he went on to write, "It is not a scandal that we would give communion to the divorced and remarried. The scandal is that we would not give them communion because Jesus would never deny them." Amen.